What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, waving to listening to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show the same way. First of all, by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar Podcast, man. I'm super honored, super, super honored that you would take time out of your busy schedule to listen to my show. I don't take that for granted, and I just want to take time to thank you for that. And like I do every week, I bring you an awesome guest. This brother, we've been brothers for a long time via social media. We've done a lot of stuff together as of recent. We'll talk about that later. This is long overdue. I have on my brother Evans, man. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Long overdue, man. You brushed me off definitely. Early in the game. You know, you canceled on me and then didn't call back. So, you know.
I know, right? I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, I'm excited to have you. Like I said, it's been a minute, man. We've been connected for at least 3 to 4 years, man, which is amazing the way social media does that. So, brother, jump right in, man. Introduce yourself, whatever you want to share, personal, professional. You got the space to do that right here.
Okay. All right. Like Dwayne said, my name is Evans. Gene, first name is Evans with an S. I always tell people my mom just forgot to drop the S.
Right.
But first name is Evans Gene. Husband of one wife. Have a son who is 8 years old. His name is Nehemiah. And I have a ministry called One Gospel Ministries. It's an outreach ministry, more of like discipleship ministry. And also, also executive pastor at my church, focusing on discipleship. The church is called Philadelphia Church of the Newborns, which is located in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, where the weather is terrible and I was
man, the weather is terrible over here, man.
Florida. Wow, amazing, bro. So I like to, anytime someone's in ministry, because I have a lot of people in ministry that listen to the podcast, let's start with the ministry side. Just talk about your conversion journey up into, you know, becoming an executive pastor for a church. Let's talk about that journey, kind of a brief overview lead up to kind of thing.
That journey is amazing, just to say the least. I accepted Christ at the age of 16. It was at a youth camp, and from that, from there, I just felt, you know, I was convicted to, you know, really accept Christ as my personal savior. Prior to that, you know, I went to church, but really wasn't really paying attention or whatever and stuff. But at age 16, I made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. And at age 18, I decided to get baptized. From there, I made that commitment. If I'm going to follow Christ, man, I'm going to follow him to the fullest. And just started attending Bible studies under my pastor. And he really sticks to scripture. And I was just really amazed by how amazing the Bible is. Went to college and got my bachelor's in organizational management. And from there, I just felt God was calling me to, you know, go to seminary. And I didn't want to do it, but but I did it. I went to graduate from Liberty University got my master's there. And from there, I just got involved into ministry. And God was thumping in my heart again. To, you know, be ordained as a pastor. And I was hesitant to do that. I just loved scripture. I just loved the Bible. And didn't really want to get involved in that area. But again, God has doing his thing. And then and here I am right now, in ministry right now.
Wow. So what are your responsibilities there, and how long you've been doing it?
Yeah, so my responsibility over there, it's predominantly a Haitian church. The responsibilities are a little bit much. So as an executive pastor, I make sure, of course, the church administrative things are running properly. The other thing I'm responsible for is I'm responsible for the youth ministry. Been doing that prior to becoming ordained as a pastor. Been in youth ministry for now and a long, long time. And still doing it, love doing it. And responsible for overseeing evangelism and discipleship as well too. So pretty much in a nutshell, that's what I've been doing.
I got you. Okay. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. The aspect of, discipleship ministry, that was Virgil's role at his previous church. And I know how demanding that can be. What has your experience been like? You mentioned being at a Haitian church and how it has its challenges for those that, maybe looking into it or maybe into it. What has that experience been like? And what you've experienced in that role?
Yeah, discipleship part is something that's, very neglected in churches in general, per se, because it requires work. In the Haitian church, discipleship looks like it's just pretty much come to Sunday school and that's it. But we try to change that aspect more of like, hey, let's do life together. It's not just coming to Sunday school and that's it. It's more like, let's do some more in-depth studies. We established, small groups where, people can learn about certain topics and so on like that to become, more, you know, more discipled pretty much. Just like, you know, Matthew 28 tells us, you know, go and make disciples. And that's, you know, that was the focus. The challenge, it was challenging. It's still challenging from time to time. But it's well worth it, though.
Gotcha. So you mentioned one gospel. Kind of go into what started that and what actually it is and all of that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. In a nutshell, one gospel is pretty much a Christ-centered outreach ministry that exists to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in the inner cities, mainly around Southeast Florida. And other areas as well too, Lord willing. But we see the need to be like a liaison to partner with local churches that are already planted in inner cities. Because what I see mostly in the one gospel is more like, you know, there are a lot of churches out there, but they don't have the resources to do what they need to do. So one gospel, how that came about, it's just basically, you know, you hear so many stories about different this gospel that. But when I read the Bible, there's only one gospel. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just went with that. And, you know, since, you know, started one gospel, just focusing on doing a little bit outreach, partnering with other pastors in their areas. And see how we can, you know, equip, give them resources to help them to continue to make disciples in their respective areas.
Gotcha. And so when you talk about equipping and resources, do you like you know, come and teach, or what does that look like? Because somebody may be listening, might be interested.
Yeah. So basically, the way I do it is more of like from a urban perspective. So basically I can come in and teach.
I said, shout out Jerome. You
did. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're right. Jerome. Yeah. Urban perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great podcast, by the way. But yeah, I can come in and teach, or, I get, local people that I know that are well equipped to do teaching as well too. So basically, with one gospel, we do like, you know, conferences, like a 1-day conference. So prior to COVID, our last conference we had, was titled Stump the Ground. And, that was really mainly focusing on, you know, just really going out in the city and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and so on like that, showing how that is being done. And several topics that were discussed. And discussed from several different leaders within the community was like gentrification, topics like Black Hebrew Israelites, and it's more of like apologetics, you know, approach when it comes to one gospel ministries and just equipping the saints.
Gotcha. I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And a lot of like what you know, a lot of people know that follow this podcast is you have shirts that I proudly wear, and they're great conversation starters. You know, the one gospel ones, and then the donkey, the elephant and the lion. That one, like, you like, I wear that to places, man. People are like standing up and clapping, and, you know, it's
yeah.
So what got you into apparel? You know, put you in that space?
The apparel part, I wasn't looking into getting into it, actually. I'm like a one liner, and my wife was like, you know, you should do a shirt like that. You know, so and, you know, when you hear all these things that were going on with, you know, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter and everything. And I was just like, you know what? At the end of the day, when I look at scripture, what can end all of this stuff is the gospel. So the gospel matters. you know. You know, just create a shirt out of it. And you know, and just, you know, people wanting to, you know, purchase it and so on like that, to proclaim that the gospel does matter. And that's, you know, that's the key thing. And when I got into with the whole, you know, political arena, you know, Republicans and Democrats just, you know, fighting against each other, and Christians and against Christians and so on like that. I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, hey, the king is greater than Republicans and Democrats. So my wife again said, you should make a shirt out of that. So, you know, so I was like, all right, we'll make a shirt out of it. And just, you know, it's just a it's a conversation starter as well, too. More evangelistic approach as well, too. When you wear those shirts, you could create some conversations, and just a reminder to let people know, hey, especially us Christians, that, you know, the gospel matters. Jesus Christ, the King, you know, is greater than the donkey and the elephant.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man. And anytime you need a billboard, you know, you got my address.
Yes, I know, right? Man, I appreciate anytime. Your support. I always send you our samples and whenever I come out with the shirt, just because I know, you know, you like those type of things.
I do, man. I love it. I love, you know, I love supporting, man, you know, a dear brother. And then, you know, when it's a message I stand by and I believe in, I love doing that as well. So before we go to the break, recently, you've done something, you know, we've talked about the spiritual side. We've done something on the physical side.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that, man. And what led you there, and how was your experience?
Man, what led me there was a guy by the name of Dwayne. That's what led me there. I was watching Dwayne and posting on Instagram, and I was like, all right, I'm observing. And I was like, all right, I see some progress. And then, you know, I guess a couple of months later, I'm like, wow, I need to do this. I was just felt like I was just physically, I needed to do it. And, you know, reached out, you know, to you and ask you, hey, what are you doing? You know, so, and you gave me the information. And I'm telling you, this program called Eager to Motivate Fitness has been a game changer for me physically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally as well, too. So I'm just glad that I reached out to you. I was hesitant at first, but I'm just glad I did. And man, it's just been a great ride so far.
Right. And just tell your accomplishment, man. Tell that number,
accomplishment.
Man.
Oh man. You know what? When I first started E2M, I weighed myself. I was 308. And this is the first round. At the end of the 8 weeks, I lost 30 pounds.
Wow. You know,
and from there, I just continue to still work out. And it was, I'm right now currently on my second round. So I was at 280. So dropped 308 to 280. Mm-hmm. Now, currently I'm in the second round. I'm at 264.
Wow.
So, thank God for that. And my goal is to continue to get to the 250s.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're on the way, brother.
Before the round ends. So
you are
it's a great journey. The motivation is the key thing. The accountability. It's just a great program that I truly, truly enjoy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you was on my team. We had a team competition.
Yes, the Undertakers.
That's right. And we won, man. that round. It was really fun working with you and the two other brothers, man. And you know, I just enjoy just watching, you know, everybody with their process, man, and really enjoyed you. You brought a lot of humor to the inbox, and you know, I was always looking for those. My favorite is either the Dave Chappelle knock the water over or the Donald Trump, you know, sipping the water. Those are my two favorites. But we have a thing where we doing a gallon of water a day. And we have a way where we just communicate and say, hey, we're done with that gallon. And Evans always had the best gifs when it came to letting us know he was doing his gallon. I hear you, man. I hear you. But no, I definitely wanted to make sure I added that before we go to the break. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Crosswise,
where we seek wisdom from the Word, not from the world. I'm Sierra Whelan.
And I'm Jesse Bridges.
All right, we're back in here with my brother Evans, man. Evans, this is the side of the show where we do the bar signature questions. These are the three questions I ask all of my guests. The first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to Christian rap, mm-hmm. Biblical Christian rap, of course, scripturally based. I listen to contemporary music that is biblically based, gospel music that's biblically based. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Next and of signature. Course, Haitian music.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Is yeah, that Haitian genre? Gospel
music. Haitian, call it compa.
Okay.
Yeah.
About to put me on. Send me some links, man. I'm all about
it. I will.
All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Current book that I'm reading currently right now is, believe it or not, Just Thinking. The book that I'm reading right now is by Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker. Just Thinking podcast. I bought that, pre-ordered that book, and finally getting the chance to get into it. I'm in chapter one. I'm a deep reader, so I can't finish chapter one because it's them guys are some heavy hitters,
bro. Listen,
so yeah,
yeah. That's it's funny. The one copy I had, I gave to John Cooper, so I gotta buy another one, I guess. So, Yeah, no, that's I've read some of it, man, and it's just like the podcast, super, super rich, super, super informative, man. So shout out to them, and shout out to them. They had a new book that you can pre-order called Why Are You Afraid? So I might put that in the show notes or whatever, but exactly. Just wanted to shout my guys out. All right, last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
The podcast that I do listen to a lot is actually Just Thinking podcast.
Nice.
I'm currently listening to the episode that recently came out, Church and Culture. Mm-hmm. It's very informative. And also sermons I listen to I love listening to Steve Lawson. Mm-hmm. You know, John MacArthur and Dr. Tony Evans.
Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you taking time coming on the show, man. I really do. So glad to finally have you on, and definitely appreciate you and the relationship that we built over the years. And before we slide out, man, I'm going to give you a chance to leave any words of encouragement, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah. Again, I just want to say thank you, Dwayne, for the opportunity to be on your podcast. I truly appreciate your dedication, your consistency, and that has motivated me to be to do that as well, too, within the ministry and also professionally as well, too. So I truly appreciate you and what you're doing. It's, you know, you're having an impact in my life, believe it or not. And I'm truly encouraged by that. Just want to encourage people to just continue to stick to scripture, continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and whatever that's going on in this world, just know that the gospel matters. Whatever political stuff that's going on in this world, just know that the king is greater than a donkey and an elephant.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right. To the bar listeners, appreciate you guys listening to the bar. That's my other podcast. Appreciate you listening to the bar. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday, your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com, click on that network link, and check out all the shows in the network. Go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at corient.com. That's corient.com. Corient.com.